This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
To another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are in Unit 1 of the winter quarter in the Bible study materials for the month of December. Once again, our co-host for this month is Scott Latta. How are you doing today, Scott?
Very good, Alice. How are you?
Okay. As our listeners are getting ready for the Christmas season, I know, and hopefully getting some of their shopping done, we're going to be looking at the Bible study for the week of December the 18th. And first of all, the title of our session is Respond to God's Gift. And the question is, what's involved in worship? The answer is worship is a concerted effort to honor God by giving Him our best. And the Living It Out statement is students will engage in worship as a response to Jesus Christ. The Bible passage we will be looking at comes from Matthew 2. We're going to be looking at the account of the wise men. So the first answer to that question, what's involved in worship, is number one, worship sometimes takes effort. And we take this from the first six verses in Matthew 2. And I guess talking about the wise men making some effort is kind of an understatement.
Yeah.
But what did you get out of this particular passage?
Yeah, I think when we think about worship, a lot of times we can fall into the trap of thinking that it's a church thing or it's a Sunday morning thing. And this is a great picture of how worship is not necessarily a 9-to-5 thing. You know, worship can happen anytime, anywhere, any place. And Christmas is a great picture of worship. We've looked this month at how the Christmas story is a picture of salvation and humanity and fear. And here in the story of the wise men, we just see worship. And it goes so far beyond the church. Mm-hmm. When you look at the wise men having to, you know, they went to find God. They went to where God was. And that wasn't a church. It couldn't be any farther from a church. It was a stable.
Right.
And it's just a great, great picture.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they definitely were willing to go above and beyond to find this. And the fact that this was something they did in faith, really, I mean, for them to go to this much effort and time and so forth like that to find someone to worship.
Yeah, it wasn't convenient for them. It wasn't easy for them. They might not have even felt like it. They might have had busy schedules, might have had family commitments, all the things that we have. And yet their obedience pays off so much when they get to see the incarnate Christ there. It's pretty amazing.
Right. And the second point kind of brings out what you were already saying about that worship is not just simply an outward act. It wasn't just them going through the motions, but there was heart behind it. And so this, we actually get both in a sense, a positive example and a negative example out of this passage, because we look at the way the wise men reacted, but also the way Herod reacted.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, your heart is as much of a part of worship as your actions. And, and you know, God wants your heart in worship more than He wants you just singing songs, sidetracked or busy or whatever. And you look at Herod, you put his response up against the wise men's response, and you can just see what role the heart plays in it and how a clean heart and a pure heart can lead to obedience. But that's not Herod's story at all.
Right. Yeah, he was at least said he would go through the motions of worship, but obviously the right attitude was not behind it. And then the third point is that worship is giving God our best. And then this is where we get to the part of the story where the wise men finally find the child, Jesus, and they present with gifts.
Right. So. And you see how they bring what they have. They bring what they have best. They bring what they know. And so, you know, when you discuss this with teenagers, you can show how, you know, worship is just you bringing what you have to God. There's different ways of worshiping God. You can worship God with your talents. You can worship God, you know, in community, in church. You can worship Him alone. And so, you know, this Christmas story is filled with so many great lessons that carry so far beyond Christmas. And this is a great one about worship and how it changes you and your heart and what you bring to God.
You know, the Christmas song, The Little Drummer Boy, has become almost a cliche, you know, and we hear it so much and we maybe don't even pay that much attention to the words. But, you know, it really does bring out that point that, you know, someone that gave what they had, which if all it was that they were a musician and they could play, that was what they were offering to God. So
and,
I think. Go ahead.
And that's worship. I mean, when you see a great athlete use his talents for God, that's worship. When you see a writer do it or an actor, that's worship. Using the talents that God gives you for his service is worship, and it happens in and out of the church.
Right. So to wrap up, once again, the question is, what's involved in worship? And the points we want to drive home are, number one, worship sometimes takes effort. Number two, worship is not merely an outward act. And number three, worship is giving God our best. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra, and you'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month, and also you'll find songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.